This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Well, how about that for some Friday content, right? I mean, last night, the news comes down, Tre'Davious White returning to the Buffalo Bills. In case you have not heard, and you're like, oh, let's just turn on the Extra Point Show today to listen to Sal. Yeah, Tre'Davious White's coming back to the Bills. I can confirm that. It will be happening. They have agreed to terms. He has not signed his contract yet. That'll happen at some point. Who knows, maybe today, this weekend, whatever. The draft is next week, but the Bills and Tre'Davious White have agreed to terms on a one-year deal. If you've listened to this show, especially if you've listened to the Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast, I'll say that, you should really be listening to that show. That's iTunes, of course, Spotify, Odyssey app, and on the YouTube channel, at Sal Sports, you should check that out, Matt Bove and I. If you've listened to this show, you've listened to me on Show Up with the Bulldog, on the morning show, and especially Always Game Day in Buffalo, I've been kind of getting there without getting there about Tre'Davious White. I had heard a while ago that they were maybe possibly going to do that, but it wasn't anything certain, right? Because I had heard that they were poking around other veteran corners as well. And lo and behold, James Bradbury, a name I did not hear, by the way, James Bradbury had come in. But I'd been told specifically that Tre'Davious White was a possibility. I was told that Stephon Gilmore could be a guy. Kendall Fuller, guys like that. But Tre'Davious White was always kind of out there for me on the periphery, and that's why I'd always kind of mention it a few times. And, you know, it's one of those things where you hear it, you don't know, you don't want to go out there and say it because you don't know if it's going to happen, and then you kind of look crazy if it doesn't happen. But it was always a possibility to me, and I've mentioned it many times. And thank you very much for those of you who noticed that, and you've tweeted at me and said, hey, you called it. I didn't call it. I didn't know if it would happen for sure, but it seemed like it was possible, and now here we are. And the reason I bring that up is I've also said something else about the Bills and their draft and their roster construction. And this goes hand in hand with what I've said for the last few weeks. To me, it was always, they're going to probably sign a veteran corner at some point. Now, I didn't know it would be before the draft or after the draft. Maybe you wait till after the draft, see what you get, and you do it. But one thing that Brandon Bean has always loved is, well, two things, really. But the one word is certainty. And what I mean by that is Brandon Bean has always loved cost certainty and roster certainty. And that's why the Bills have gotten in front of a lot of these contract extensions early. Think about it. Khalil Shakir, Greg Rousseau, Terrell Bernard, Christian Benford, right? The four big ones that we talked about. Now, I know James Cook is still out there. But the reason why he signs all of them now, not waiting, and I know he's still got one that's in limbo there, Because Brandon Bean wants cost certainty for the future. He's always done that. The Bills have very, very rarely, if ever, really gotten into a position where, you know, it's become messy with a contract. It could get that way with James Cook for the first time. We don't know that. I mean, I guess Jordan Poyer's as close as it got, and that really never got messy, right? It was like an OTA. I'm not going to be there. But you know, we all knew Jordan would eventually, they'd settle on something. They did, and he came back. Okay. I guess Gabe Davis was a guy where we really didn't know what happened, but it seemed like all along it was, okay, they're probably going to have to move on from Gabe Davis. He's going to make more in the open market than what the Bills are going to give him. So those are things that are going to happen. But the Bills have their own value on guys, and they want to keep their own players that they've grown. And when the time comes to eventually move on, that's what they'll do. But Brandon Bean has always operated where he wants cost certainty. That's what the extensions are about. The other thing that he always operates under is he wants roster certainty. If you have roster certainty, meaning, okay, I've kind of got this where I need it, it gives me more options as I go forward. Going into the draft is one huge where you have more options, right? You don't want to go into the draft and say, I got to reach for a guy. That could land you on a Kyrie Elam. Now, we all know that Kyrie Elam didn't work out. It was a missed draft pick. There's no doubt about that. Everyone knew the Bills needed a corner. They were going to draft a corner. Now, you could say the same thing this year because I think it's trending towards defensive line, but the Bills clearly still needed a corner this year. Who knows what Tre'Davious White is? I'll get to him in a minute. I want to talk about him, obviously, today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. But from the Bills' perspective, they feel more comfortable having another corner, a veteran corner, who they know, who knows them, who knows each other's, they know the system, he knows the system, the player, what they're getting, in the locker room, everything. That's roster certainty. There's cost certainty, there's roster certainty. Brandon Bean loves both of those things. There's been very rare, it's happened, I think, again, go back to 2022, maybe with corner is one of these times, but it's very rarely happened for the Buffalo Bills under this regime, since Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott took over, that they've been in an offseason with a whole bunch of uncertainty at positions. It's happened. I think wide receiver in 2019, but what'd they do? Go out and sign John Brown and Cole Beasley, right? That's why they do it. They just don't like that. They want to make sure, and you can argue and say they're making bad decisions. You don't like the decision. You don't like Tre'Davious White coming in. You don't like a draft pick they make. That's fine. I'm just telling you from their perspective, signing Tre'Davious White gives them something that they always love. A little more roster certainty. You can plug that guy in. He's a veteran. Put him right there. They love cost certainty. Brandon Bean loves cost certainty. He loves roster certainty. That's how you get to Tre'Davious White. And that's how I get to things that I've been saying for the last few weeks, which are, hey, I think they're going to sign a corner at some point, a veteran corner, and that's going to really allow them to zero more in on defensive line. Because if they go into the draft and still, okay, we got defensive line, we got corner, what do we do here? You know, I think you have a higher chance to kind of miss, right? If that's the way I want to phrase it. But I think now it allows them to focus where I believe they've always wanted to kind of focus a little more on the defensive line, because they still need defensive linemen. They do have uncertainty there a little bit. It's not perfect. It's not like, oh my God, we have all pros at every position. That's not the kind of roster certainty I'm talking about. I just think they want to feel more comfortable knowing they can go into the draft and go, okay, we're good here. We've kind of done a little bit more roster massaging over here at corner or wherever the position may be, wide receiver, whatever. And now we can kind of focus somewhere else. And that way we don't get lost in the weeds here of trying to figure out where to zero in on. I've maintained for the last few weeks, and I still do today, and I think this emboldens me even more that Tre'Davious White signed, that the Bills are going to draft all defense in their first three picks. They're still going to draft a corner in those first three picks. But I think they go D-line first. And I think they go D-line again at second or third. Now, if they start to move around the board, things change. I'm talking about if they stay relatively where they are, 30, 56, and 60, three picks in the top 60. To me, they get to two D-linemen in a corner. Because, as much as I just said, they love roster certainty, the biggest uncertain part of the roster right now is D-line, especially because the Bills have two players who they've signed who are facing six-game suspensions. Now, they are currently on the active roster, okay? And, of course, I'm talking about Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi. Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi are on the active roster right now. The Bills have 67 players on their active roster. A couple of operational points here about the roster and how all this works. The Bills will count, and Larry Ogunjobi and Michael Hoyt will count, on their active roster where they have a maximum of 90 players they can bring to training camp, okay? They're at 67 right now. They will be a part of OTAs and minicamp. They will be a part of preseason games. When the Bills cut down to 53, they will be transferred to a reserve suspended list. They don't have to make the 53. They'll essentially get 55 counting those two. Let's look at it that way. So we'll get 53 other active players, plus those two guys will go on reserve suspended. Once that happens, folks, you got Ed Oliver, Daquan Jones, and Dwayne Carter. That's it. Now, you want to think that Zion Lowe can make the team? That's fine. I'm not going to go that far right now. It's Ed Oliver, it's Daquan Jones, and Dwayne Carter. You have three defensive tackles. So as I just said a little while ago, the one thing the Bills don't love is uncertainty at the roster spot, That's kind of what they have at defensive tackle right now, as much as you can have that. Even though, and it's not that uncertain because you still have three mainstays and guys that you know are going to play and be basically starters, right? All defensive tackles are kind of starters in this system because they all play so much. It's a rotation. But they need that fourth guy. Like, that's a spot. You go right now, bam. There's no other spot on this roster. I just tweeted it out, at Sal Sports. Give it a look. At Sal Sports on Twitter, /X, I just tweeted out the roster and I asked a question. The question I said was, take a look at this, give me your top three, or heck, top five, Bills needs as of right now. You check that out. That's Getting Connected with Our Fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Folks, I'm looking at this roster, and I'm looking at it from a Bills perspective. Okay? How do the Bills feel about this roster? How do they operate? Because you can go in a lot of different ways of, you don't like this guy, you don't like that guy. Heck, there's people out there saying that, you know, they don't like the tight end group. I don't know. Whatever. I just think from the Bills' side, their perspective, they're looking at this roster going, yeah, we need help at defensive tackle. There's no other spot here where guy's going to be basically, you put him in, he's going to play. Maybe corner, though. Maybe. But that's why you have Dane Jackson and Tre'Davious White. Look, if the Bills draft a corner, even in the first round, he's still got to beat out Dane Jackson, Tre'Davious White, and Jamarcus Ingram. I think that is a much taller ask for any rookie to come in than it is to say, you're playing defensive tackle in our rotation. Like, that's going to happen. A guy gets drafted at 30 at defensive tackle, he's playing this year. A guy gets drafted at 30 at corner, he might be the number three guy. He could be number two. He could start. I don't think it's that certain. Dane Jackson or Tre'Davious White, we know what they feel about these guys.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You could make an argument at defensive end or edge as well, but Joey Bosa is there. You have four. Rousseau, Bosa, A.J. Epinesa, and Javon Solomon, who I think they think will take a step. But you could make that argument for sure. 803-0550. What do you think about the Tre'Davious White signing? So operationally, I told you about how it works with the roster, Hoyt and Ogunjobi. They will then transition to being suspended on the suspended list. How it works with Tre'Davious White is this, and this is the, if you don't like the White signing, you're going to not like it even more when I say this. If you like the White signing, you might go, yeah, that kind of sucks, but that's all right. Like, however you want to look at it, here's the deal. Tre'Davious White's contract, we don't know exactly how it's going to break down yet. That's not out there. The base salary, the cap hit, we know it's a maximum value of $6.8 million. Now, the way this generally works, they did this with Matt Milano's contract. Because Tre'Davious White didn't play a ton last year, you can put some incentives in there that are reachable, but they won't count on this year's cap because he didn't hit those numbers last year. That's what we call not likely to be earned. Not likely to be earned are numbers that you didn't hit the year before, so we can't say you're going to hit them now. But if you do, the money goes on next year's cap. Likely to be earned are, if a guy had 50 catches one year and you give him a bonus and say, oh, if you have 50 catches this year, you get $1 million. That's likely to be earned because he did it the year before. So you have to count it that year when you sign him. So my guess is you're going to get a low base salary, a bunch of not likely to be earned incentives that actually he can't attain, and his cap hit's going to be relatively low this year. However, because Tre'Davious White was a June 1st cut last year, a post-June 1 cut last year, and they had to count $4.1 million in the dead cap last year and this year, that doesn't go away. Whatever his cap hit is in 2025, you have to add $4.13 million on to this year's, to the cap, for this year, for the dead cap. It's essentially two separate contracts. It's pre-Tre'Davious, post-Tre'Davious. It's Tre'Davious 1, it's Tre'Davious 2, whatever you want to call it. He's counting $4.13 million no matter what on top of and in addition to whatever he counts in his new deal. When Tre'Davious White was released last year, I think there was a general sentiment of, man, I love that guy, but it just, the last 2 years, two season-ending injuries, and he wasn't the same player, and they have to move on. And I agreed. And I agree with that today, that they had to make that move. He goes to L.A. It did not work out. He was a healthy scratch in L.A. for the Rams. Eventually, he goes to the Ravens. In Baltimore, he played more. He actually started to play even better. But how much better? Where is he right now? We're going to ask Jeremy Kahn from our Odyssey sister station, 105.7 in Baltimore, the Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy, always great with his time. Love having him on. He's going to join me at 10:30 a.m. I'm going to ask Jeremy Kahn, what was Tre'Davious White in Baltimore when he got there as his season went on into the playoffs? We saw him play in the playoffs here in Buffalo. He had that pass interference call against him that was pretty controversial, I think, from a lot of people that helped the Bills set him up to score. Now, if you remember that one, that was down towards the tunnel end of the end zone on the far sideline, the Ravens sideline. After that game, when it was over, I saw Tre'Davious, caught up with him. Obviously, you know, he's got a great personality. He's loved living and being in Buffalo. And, you know, he was a beloved figure here by many fans. So caught up with him, talked to him. And I said to him, hey, you're going to be a free agent at the end of the year, right? What do you think? Any chance to come back here? What do you think? You still want to play? He goes, oh, he said, not only do I want to play, I would love to come back to Buffalo. That's what he told me. Then, after he says that, as the weeks go by, is when I start to hear, you know what? Bills are poking around, veteran corners. Tre'Davious White's name is out there. It started to make sense, and here we are today. Bills signed Tre'Davious White. They're going to. They agreed to terms. That will happen. We have much more to our website, WGR550.com. We'll take your phone calls here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Friday. Good Friday to you. Thanks for being with me. We will take some phone calls. We'll also get to your tweets. And on top of everything, we'll get to the Sabres locker room with Paul Hamilton. Today is locker cleanout day with Paul Hamilton down in the Sabres locker room. When we have some sound throughout the show, we'll bring that to you from Paul down in the Sabres locker room. Sabres missing the playoffs for a 14th straight season, but ending on a good note, beating the Flyers last night 5-4, and Lindy Ruff securing his 900th career win. All right, we will with the Sabres, right? That is, wait, let me, is that with the Sabres there, Evan, or is it overall Lindy Ruff? I forgot what that stat was with his career wins. I'm going to get this right now. See? All right, Lindy Ruff coaching record. I should know this, but it's his 16 years career. There it is, 900 wins total. 900 wins total. Oh, yeah, for the Sabres, it was 600. That's where I was getting confused. Remember, he hit 600 with one club, 900 overall for Lindy Ruff. 607. For the Sabres, 165 for the Dallas Stars, 128 for the New Jersey Devils. Let's go out to the phone lines. Let's get to Kenny in Niagara. Hi, Kenny. You're on WGR.
Hi, Kenny. I'm sorry.
You're Kenny.
I'm Sal.
That's okay. Sometimes people get nervous on the radio. It happens to me all the time, pal. What's up?
Yes. First-time caller. I'd just like to say... I'd rather go for a young quarterback in the draft because Mitch Trubisky is not the answer for a backup. It's why.
Well, I'll tell you what, if Josh Allen gets hurt, it doesn't matter, kind of. So, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter. If Josh Allen gets hurt and misses extended time, it doesn't matter who you put in. You're probably not going to be the same team. You're definitely not going to be the same team, and I don't know how much of a chance you have anyway.
No, I understand that, but everybody's talking about defense.
Wait a minute. I just want to get this straight, Kenny. You want to draft a quarterback early?
Yeah, I would. Oh. I would take. I mean, we have the 30th pick.
Do you want to draft a quarterback with the 30th pick?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Kenny. I appreciate it. That's not happening, and no way should it. Let's go to Rich in Lakeview. Hi, Rich. Go ahead. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks.
Hey, listen, I'm envious. For anybody in the local media, you take the best vacations everywhere. So I think you turn every good Friday into a great family for Max and the family. So best.
Well, let me just say this, Rich. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, and one of the things that, you know, I grew up, let me just digress here for a minute, if you allow me. I'll say this. I grew up, I'm the son of an Italian immigrant. My father came to this country when he was 9 years old. He didn't graduate high school. He went, I believe he got his GED to go in, he was Vietnam era Army. And my mom's a South Buffalo gal, and nobody in my family ever went to college. I never traveled when I was younger. We just didn't have the means to do things like that, right? I didn't grow up having the ability to do a lot of the things that a lot of families and kids that I knew did. And, you know, as I got older and I, you know, took ownership of my career and wanted to get to where I went to, and I'm here. And along the way, I met a woman and she's from Germany and we've been married 22 years. And my wife opened my eyes to traveling and going to Europe and around the world. And then we had Max, and it's just become a part of our life, and I love it, and I love seeing the world and showing my son the world, and I appreciate that. But that's why I just think it, you know, for me to be where I am now, to have the ability to do those things matters a lot, but also to give my son that ability.
That's great. I just love it. And vicariously through social media, we get to do it. So I'm glad you post a lot of stuff to do that.
Thanks, Rich.
You know, Tre'Davious White, I'm all for it. I mean, first of all, if it's good for the room, we still don't know. And you're embedded a little bit more than we are. What the vibes are going to be with the James Cook thing? Is it going to get bad? I mean, OTAs and mini camps right around the corner, so that's going to be a thing. But I think about it. You look at the cap, you see the 6.8 now and the 4 in dead money. If you look back...
It's not going to be 6.8 now, though. It'll be a low cap hit, probably, with a bunch of incentives that won't count on this year's cap. That's my guess.
Well, whatever it was, I look at it this way. Even if he's lost a step or three, would it have been worth that money in January to have him there instead of like an Elam or something like that? I think it would have been an upgrade. And listen, the Bills have been hit with the injury bug so much, and I think you hit it right the nail on your head. Cost certainty and character certainty, I think, was a big deal with this move. And I'm all for it. I don't see a negative for it. I mean, a lot of us who weren't picked first in gym class can say anything about Tre'Davious's, physical ability after two knee surgeries, and of course, putting Humpty Dumpty back together again at his age is one thing. But again, you know, character certainty, play certainty, and as a safety valve, I'm all for it, and I think it's a great PR move, and I think it's a great roster move.
Thanks a lot, Rich. I will say this to your point. I don't disagree with you necessarily about Tre'Davious. I'll go a bit different, though. I think if they have Dane Jackson last year, things might be different. You know what I mean? Like a guy that they really could be a solid, high floor guy. If you're in that championship game and you have Dane Jackson, isn't that a little bit different once Benford goes out? I think it is. And
that's
a reason you go out and get a guy like that. And Tre'Davious is an extension of that as well. Thanks a lot. Green Kenmore, before we get to Jeremy Kahn at the bottom of the hour. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, real quickly, on the Sabres, I don't want to hear any press conference the next 2 days. We've seen 14 years of locker clean-out day. Stop telling us what you're doing. Just do it. I don't need to be in – I'm no interest in telling us how we're going to be better next year because it hasn't happened yet. Now, quickly on the draft, I'm tired of people telling us we should trade and get fewer picks because there's not that many roster spots on the team. I want to draft 10 players every year and have 10 players make the team. Because rookie contracts are your lifeblood once you get that franchise quarterback that takes up 25% of your cap. You need 30 guys on rookie contracts and cost certainty. I know there's not as many roster spots, but I'd like 10 guys to show us what they have and make this team. Cut some guys that aren't as good anymore. It's the most important thing you do every year once you get to this point.
They drafted 10 last year and 9 made the team. And the only one who didn't was because he was a Pathways program guy, Travis Clayton, and he went on the practice squad. So there you go, Jerry. They did it last year. They had 9 out of 10 make the team and really 10 out of 10 because that kind of was a different scenario.
Well, I don't want to hear that we need 7 picks because there's only 7 roster spots. You make 10 picks.
By the way, I apologize. I'm wrong about that. Daquan Hardy did not make the team, obviously. He was... on the practice squad. So Daquan Hardy did not. Travis Clayton did not. Tylan Grable did, and he actually became the swing tackle before he got hurt. But yeah, Jerry, I hear you, and I understand. I think it's a good point. I see both sides to that because I don't know if there are 10 spots to make it, but you're right. If you could have 10 guys on rookie contracts contributing in some capacity, that's really great for how you have to pay the top end of your roster and how you balance that out. We'll get to Jeremy Kahn. Big Bad Morning Show in Baltimore. What did Tre'Davious White look like in Baltimore last year with the Ravens after this timeout in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show?
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply. Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.